Is a
Yeah,
video he put out about refs if they had fantasy football teams?
Maybe. Oh, Jimmy Tatro. Right?
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
I saw it on TikTok this morning. It was so funny. I'll send it in the group. It was hilarious.
That is really fun. Is that still on Facebook?
Most likely.
I think it's on
Better
Facebook.
Be.
Yeah.
I need to rewatch it.
That was
the only part of that I remember is when the guy's like child is like staring at the guy and he's like, yo, come get your boy.
You throw little like, baby hands?
Yeah.
Dude, we've been bros since day one. You've known him for what? Maybe a year?
So good.
I was saying, come get your boy, dog.
Come get your boy, dog.
All right, should we get this stuff out of the way with Garrett real quick? Tell us what's
Alex
going on.
Really responded.
Can you,
Alex,
can you hear me now?
Yeah.
My 12-year-old Mac was like freezing up and lagging.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
No. I can't believe it would do something like that to you.
I can't talk. I got an iPhone 7.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
It's time to get a new phone when your phone is half what the new one is.
When my iPhone 6 died, I went to Walmart for Straight Talk, I said, and started looking at the phones, and the oldest one they had was the iPhone 7. It was like less than $100.
Do you actually have an iPhone 7?
Mm-hmm.
How long does the battery last? Like 30 minutes?
I thought...
Yeah, I mean, if I'm using it, yeah.
Just walks around with a wireless battery pack just constantly, just
look,
always plugged in. Always charging.
I mean, like the Tesla dragging around a gas converter behind the car.
Is that for your car? No, it's for my phone. Gotta keep it going.
I do worry about it dying when I need it. I mean, yeah, but I mean, I'll get a new one soon. It only works if it's on speakerphone.
Oh my gosh.
So if you ever need to make like a quiet call, if you're ever kidnapped, if you have to put on speaker, hey dad, I'm kidnapped by the cartel, can you come get me? Yeah, sure. Where are you at?
Hello,
yeah,
dad. Can we like to discuss your test results with you? Is this a good time?
That's the thing, and I have to like do whenever I get a phone call, like not only do I have to like tell the person that calls, but like if there's people around me, I'm like, hey, by the way, my phone only works on speakers, that's why it's on speaker, so I'm sorry if this disturbs you, like if I'm in the office and somebody else is in there, you know.
Can you put headphones in or something?
Yeah, that would work. Yeah,
it's probably too old, dude.
No, headphones work. Oh my gosh. But like, yeah, my wife calls, you know, and I'm at work and there's people are like, hey, you know, on speakerphone, you know. Not that like she calls to like, you know, say anything, you know, that she shouldn't, you know, but like, yeah, it's good to like let people know.
It's really funny that you say that, Joe, because I was just thinking earlier about how that's one of my pet peeves is when people talk on speakerphone, like out in public.
I'm sure it's annoying.
Crazy, insane.
Yeah,
I just don't understand why you do that, you know.
Yeah, well, now it's because they have an iPhone 7. Yeah,
yeah,
it's got like 32 gigs of data. It's almost filled up. Or 16, maybe. I don't even know. Hang on. Take a look at this bad boy here.
I thought I was bad with iPhones. It's
an iPhone 8.
Oh.
For you
guys.
You're
fine.
Yeah.
See.
We're fine.
We're not the one that brought it up. You're the one that brought it up.
Yeah. Whatever. I can't believe you guys said it was a 7. All right. Okay. So Garrett's got a girlfriend. Garrett, tell us the story. How long you been dating? How'd you meet?
Well,
where's this going?
It all started when my dad met my mom.
Okay.
And should I fast forward?
Just a little bit.
Okay. So it all began when, well, let's back up actually.
Okay, go ahead.
So you know how all great love stories start in the modern age.
Yeah.
I slid into her Instagram DMs. Okay.
Yeah.
Commented.
If it's good enough for Kanye, it's good enough for you.
Yes, exactly. I you know, it works. It seems to work for everyone else, so I thought, you know, why not? So, slid in. I think it was a picture of her on Burnett's Mound.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that she had posted like 6 stories and like 4 photos of her going up there, and so I said, "Do you live on Burnett's Mound?"
Yeah, and that's funny. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah, see, yeah, see, very, very, very funny. And she was like, and she was like, "LOL, no." And anyway, like after that, I got her number, and I was playing softball at the time, and I was like, "Hey, you should come watch me hit softballs."
Yep.
And she was like, "Okay." And so she came to one of my games, and then I asked her if she wanted to eat at Burger Stand one day, and so that was our first like official date, I guess. And that was in July, like July 23rd or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we've been like official for like 3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm. Is it on Facebook yet?
No, I don't think I don't think I'll ever be doing relationship status on Facebook again.
Even counts.
It really doesn't, but you know, what can you do?
I'm
not middle school anymore, so.
Yeah, you can either be the guy that posts when he's in a relationship. Uh-huh. Like if you're married, you do that. Yeah,
that's exactly. Yeah. You can change it if you're married. That's my rule. Sure.
I don't even know if I changed it when I was engaged. I don't even know. I don't.
Yeah, even engagement, I don't think is enough. You got to be married.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe married for a couple of years too. Really
quick here to see if he's okay. Joe's marriage status is set on Facebook. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just making sure.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's.
I was up there, and as soon as he said, "I now pronounce you man," I was clicking on Facebook. I said, "Here we go."
Is that when you still had the iPhone 4?
I don't know. I don't know, man. It's not that bad. Okay, it does stuff. You know, it's fine.
As long as you can call people.
Still uses dial-up.
Let's get back on track. I'm happy for you, Garrett. That is awesome. Now, my question is: when she came to watch you play softball, did you get any hits?
I had 6 at bats. I had 5 hits.
5 hits. How many RBIs?
Well, I think it was 4 or 5. Yeah. I'm no scrub, you know, at softball. I can handle my own.
Baseball. I mean, when it comes to softball, like, man, I'm on first base every time. I'm not gonna stretch that into a double. Okay, I'm not risking it. You just lay it right down, and you get on first, and that's it. That's where I live, you know. Just, and
keep the line moving.
Yeah, then the rest of my team, you know, strikes out, and then I walk off. So. Now, low key though, I might try to dump my softball team. Like, don't tell Joseph, but. It might be.
Are they real bad?
They're not very good, man. Like, I don't play baseball. I've seen you throw a baseball
before.
Yeah. Defensively, I'm a liability. I'll admit that, okay? I'm a big liability. Those pop flies are tricky. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. Yeah. But when it comes to at bat, man, I'm gonna get on base I'm gonna bring you home, okay? If you're on second, you're coming home when I'm up, okay? That's a guarantee.
We're going home with you, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Uh huh.
One of the seasons, I think I had like a crazy like 10 hit streak or something like that. Like it was wild to the point where they were like putting me like in the batting order behind the guys that they knew would like get on so I could bring them home. You know?
Yeah.
Third or fourth is like the important one to like be at or something. They're like, oh
typically,
yeah.
Typically, your best hitter's 3.
Yeah, yeah, I was right there, like, because they just knew, you know, when you're hot, you're hot, so.
Hey, if you're hot, yeah. You're hot.
That being said, I think we lost every game that year, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Do you have Trevor? Does Trevor play?
He always travels, so he does when he can.
Okay, so
he's and, of course, good. He was, like, the best player on the team, you know, by far.
Yeah. Oh, man, like, you guys are bad, then.
Yeah, he made a play, like, a defensive play where, like, he dropped the ball on purpose. So, like, the guy would run, and he could get the double play.
Yeah,
and
right.
Somebody, like, yelled at him for, like, dropping the ball, and he's like, don't ever yell at me again, like, after he got the double play. Like,
that sounds right.
Yeah, because, like, you could tell kind of what he was doing, you know, because Trevor didn't just drop the ball like that, you know? Yeah. So.
That should be illegal, though, you know?
Actually is in baseball. He can't, like, they'll just call the out.
Yeah, but he's being sneaky about it. He's being sneaky. He made it look like he didn't know what he was doing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy to do, in rec league softball.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just like, yeah, sure, double play, whatever. Just get me out of here. That's basically the refs.
Pretty much.
MO at that point.
Okay, so gambling is getting out of control.
Mm-hmm. How much money we lose?
Well, okay, so you get the $200 free for DraftKings, right? But you don't get to cash that out. You bet that, and then whatever winnings you get from that, you could cash out, right? And so from that, I made $102.92, which I'm pretty happy with, okay? The question is, do I cash that out or do I keep going? The obvious answer is
cash it out.
You keep going. Come on, Caleb. You keep going. So here's the fun, the interactive part of the podcast. I'm only button money lines. We're going to go down every single game. I'm going to put, like, how many? There's 16 games, right? Because there's 32 teams.
Yeah.
So what's 16 divided by 102? Somebody help me out real quick. Get a calculator. Okay, I'll get a calculator. It's cool.
7.5.
Okay. We're gonna put $7.50 on every single game. You guys are gonna help. I wish Andrew was here so we'd have a tiebreak if we need one. We're just gonna go through real quick and knock these out, okay?
Yeah,
Steelers versus Browns. Who's winning?
I'm gonna go
Browns.
I'm gonna say Steelers. I'd go the Steelers on that one. I have FanDuel and I see the money line's 168. I'd take the Steelers.
Okay, we have 1-1. Alex is
better for the Steelers.
The only reason I say Steelers is because I don't think the Browns are good this year, and I think the Steelers have a higher ceiling, I guess, than or a higher floor than the Browns.
That's probably correct.
Alex,
I mean that was a pretty convincing argument.
Which one gives you more money? I'm looking it up.
The Steelers.
Oh, they're the Steelers. Why are we even thinking?
Well, you don't always bet that one though, because. But
you
yeah.
always bet that way.
No, you don't. You don't always bet that one.
No, you always do that, and then you put it to a 15-game parlay.
Actually, you know what? I'm changing it. Go to the Browns because they are at home. I'd do the Browns. That's worth like 3 points. I would do that. Go to the Browns.
Yeah.
Final answer.
All right. So $7.50 payout is $11.44. That's big money.
Big money.
Okay, next I have KC and Indianapolis. That's an easy one. Nobody has anything else to say about that. Well, do you actually think the KC could lose this, though? Anyone think KC's going to lose?
No.
The Chiefs are not good.
The Colts are even worse.
Yeah, the Colts have no pass rush, and that's the only thing. That's your only hope to beat KC.
I mean, they tied the Texans. They tied.
Yeah. Texans have Davis Mills at QB, so that's an easy
choose. I don't even know who that is. Buffalo versus Miami. This is an interesting one, because Tua, you know, maybe he gets 6 touchdowns again. I don't know.
Buffalo.
I mean, that's the safe
pick. Is it at Buffalo?
It's at Miami.
We're going to do Buffalo. I mean, you can't not vote Buffalo.
There's no way they lose.
That's if they lose Garrett, you get to call it because you're the dissenting right. vote. Philly versus the Redskins. Commanders.
Philly.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. Right. Ravens versus the Patriots.
Ravens.
It's at New England, but I think you're right.
I think he'll play. I think they're just kind of. You know, the questionable thing is they always put that on players.
Yeah, I would agree. I think Tom Brady was questionable for like 10 years straight. So
yeah, he's played in every game. So.
Yeah. Minnesota Vikings versus Detroit Lions.
I would actually take Detroit here. I think Detroit is a sleeper team this year. I think they're going to get like six, seven wins.
Okay. Also, Minnesota sucks.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's kind of depend on Kirk
they
Cousins.
They got Delvin. I mean, Dalvin Cook, you know.
Yeah.
He can eat.
Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, but I don't know.
Did you guys see what happened on Monday, though? They got smashed.
Yeah.
But I just don't think Kirk is going to have 3 interceptions again, but who knows? I would say the only thing I would add is that since Kirk isn't playing in primetime, he probably a good chance he's going to win this game now. seriously, he's 2-10 in primetime games, so... You know, do with that information what you will. It's
All right, Bengals versus Jets.
Bengals
are 0-2. They're due a win. Is that New York? Unless it's in Joe Burrow's head at this point. Bengals are obviously better, but they've lost 2 straight.
They have no offensive line, but I still think they win.
Yeah, I want them to have a terrible. I don't like the Bengals just because they beat us and they shouldn't have.
I mean, it is still Flacco season, though.
Yep.
Yeah, I think Bro's probably the most overrated player in the NFL right now. But
I would.
It is at the Jets. This is a tough one, actually.
It is kind of tough, isn't it?
Jets.
Since he could have gotten lucky, you know. Like last year, I think they did get lucky, but like
they did, they got lucky a bunch of times. But
it is the Jets and they're trash.
Yeah, just go with the Bengals. That's a safe. I don't think.
All right, Raiders Titans. Is Derrick Henry finally going to step up and score? I hope he does. He's on my fantasy team.
I'm going to take the Raiders.
Anyone against that Raiders? No. Cool. Yeah, I mean Tennessee got worked. Last week. So.
I think Tennessee's windows is closed. I think they're done.
Yep. All right. Saints Panthers. Is Baker going to get a win here?
Ooh, Saints Panthers.
Saints. Wait, who's the Saints quarterback now?
Jameis. Yeah.
I thought he got hurt. Is he fine?
He's fine. He
played last week.
Yeah.
And then they put in that one guy that can run Tatum or something, I think.
Yeah, they're still doing the duel.
I think so.
I would probably take the Saints. Mm-hmm. I think Baker is just awful. It is at Carolina, though. I'll say Saints. Go Saints.
Saints. Okay. All right. Texans versus Bears. The two worst teams in the NFL, possibly.
It's at the Bears.
So you just go home team?
Yeah. In this one, I just go home team, I think.
Who's the Bears quarterback?
Wait, Justin Fields.
Yeah.
See that one. I don't see that matchup on here.
12 Chargers. It's a 2.5-point spread towards Chicago.
Yeah. I see it. Yeah. Okay.
Chargers, Jaguars.
It's at LA.
It's got to be Chargers.
Chargers. Take the Chargers.
Yeah.
But don't sleep on Jacksonville. I think they're going to be pretty good this year.
Oh, here's a good one. Green Bay versus Tampa Bay. It's at Tampa Bay here.
Tampa.
Green Bay.
Garrett, you're the deciding vote here.
Tampa's without their best receiver.
It's at Tampa.
It is, but they don't have Mike Evans.
They also don't have Julio. I don't think Julio's playing still.
Aaron Rodgers hasn't looked. He's looked a little shaky.
Brady is
their running backs. Holy cow!
Yeah,
I'm gonna say Green Bay. I just don't think
that's all right. We'll do it.
They need more to go. Tampa Bay needs more to go right for them to win. I think.
All right, Rams Cardinals.
You know what? I'm gonna say take the Cardinals. I think that's probably gonna be an upset, right?
Yeah. You don't have very many upsets so far, Joe. You've been hitting all the favored teams. Yeah.
Well, do you want to win money or lose money?
Well, you're gonna lose it either way, so.
Yeah.
All right. Did you say Rams or Cardinals?
I would say Cardinals. I think it's at Cardinals, right?
Yeah.
It's in Arizona. I'll take the Cardinals.
Okay. Okay. Rams, Cardinals, and then. Oh, okay. We've got Seahawks, Falcons.
Seahawks, Falcons. I'll take the Falcons.
I'm going to do Seahawks. It's at Seattle.
Seahawks, okay. With Geno Smith.
Yeah. I think the Falcons with Marcus Mariota will put up more points. I think that's the only reason I'd take them.
I mean, yeah. All right. Denver against San Fran at Denver.
Yeah, but you learn to never bet for Denver.
I would pick Denver here. What do you guys think?
I don't like Denver's head coach. I don't like the way they've looked the last this year at all. This is tough.
Not a good team, but I will say there's more money if you put it on Denver. Underdogs.
I would say San Francisco. They're playing Jimmy G now instead of Trey Lance. Trey Lance is out for the year, so he's the veteran. Yeah.
I'll give you the tiebreaker here.
This is a lot of pressure, Joe.
Yeah, that's all on you.
I don't. You've got to go with the favorite in this situation.
Ooh.
Because you've got two guys on the other side trying to tell you you need to risk it all so you can win it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's a good idea, Joe.
Do you think San Fran? Even though it's at Denver.
Yeah, I just don't think it really matters.
Okay.
San Fran. Broncos Nation. That's right.
That's right.
All right. And then finally, Monday Night Football, we have the Dallas Cowboys against the New York Giants.
What a snooze fest.
Yawn.
Yeah, I can't believe this is Monday Night Football. This is so sad. This
total
is going to be.
Is that a 39.5? Are you kidding me?
I'm going to say Giants.
Yeah.
The Cowboys always lose a game that they shouldn't. They don't have Dak. No, the Cowboys are 1-1, I think. Oh, yeah, the Giants are 2-0, yeah. And I think the Cowboys are going to be without Dak, so they're going to struggle to score points, and I think the Giants are going to just barely eke. Cowboys are going to do something stupid, and it's going to cost them the game. That's what I'm going to predict.
The bets are in, gentlemen. We will see. Well, remember, $102.92 is what I had going into the week. Let's see what I get coming out. I'm excited.
I'm actually excited for next week.
Imagine we get all these and I didn't parlay it.
You gotta save like $2 to parlay all your bets.
Oh, yeah, you messed up.
Yep.
Cash it out. Go, restart.
What's your lead pipe lock of the week?
What? Wow. A lead pipe lock. I mean, like, you're just not gonna bet against the Chiefs against Indianapolis. Like, that's the easy pick. But because we're all Chiefs fans, I feel like we gotta go with a different pick, right? That, I mean, that's
whatever
the easy
is
one.
A guarantee of money, Joe.
Okay, I mean, that's easy. It's the over on any KU football game because there is no defense being played. You always hit the over. It hits every time.
Okay. Yeah, my old roommate Brady made a killing, I guess, off of KU. He put all his extra money, the bonus money, on KU winning and K-State losing.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, that probably paid out pretty good.
I think it did. Now, I think the lock of the week, if you're not going to go with the Chiefs, which I think you would, I think it's honestly Philly versus Washington, because Washington is absolute garbage, and Philly looks solid. I think that's an easy pick there. I mean, the other easy one would be the Buffalo game. I mean, they're probably going to win. I don't see anything else that's like absolute solid. Actually, I'm sorry. Scratch all that. Forget it all. Don't listen to anything I said. Chargers over Jacksonville. It's at LA. That's the pick of the week. That's an easy one. Put your life savings on that. Don't tell your wife. It's going to be fine.
Sounds good. Transferring it now.
Mortgage the house again. It's fine. Put it all up as collateral.
Honey,
find a bookie.
This one is going to hit.
Don't worry. I'm writing it down so that when I cross the state line tomorrow, I can put it in.
Yep.
There you go.
100%. So is it legal if you live in Florida, you just fly? Well, Florida's probably legal, but if you live in a state where it's illegal, you just fly here, place your bets, and then fly home if you wanted to.
That's correct. So if you're me, you drive 8 blocks, and then it's legal, and it's fine.
So it doesn't matter where you cash them out; it just matters where you place the bet.
I think that's correct. If I placed a bet in Kansas, then went home, and then it won, I think that money would get transferred to my account.
Correct.
And I assume I could go in and, like, transfer that out wherever I was at.
Okay, so
that's right.
Can you bet on high school sports yet, or just college?
I don't think so.
I'm betting on Cornerstone and Caraparavel this year. I'm just kidding.
Who's taking that bet?
Another news, my wife's going to start gambling here soon. She doesn't know it yet, but I'm going to send her a referral for $200, and she's going to do the other $200 thing, get $400 free. So,
hopefully.
Pretty smart.
You get, so, could you do it from two different phones then? You could get her $200 and then refer somebody?
It's an unending cycle. If I refer her, I get $200 into my account. If she uses my referral code and as a new person, she gets $200, I think. So that's $400 there. And then she can refer that on and so forth and so on.
But, I mean, her referring would be just as good as you referring. like further on, you know what I mean?
Joe, what's her number for no specific reason?
Nice try. So yeah, I mean, I think we got some good picks there, guys. I mean, we spent a lot of time analyzing and looking at like the defenses and statistics and everything, and I think that I think we did as good a job, if not better, than Stephen A. Smith.
Well, I was listening to the radio. I mean, it would have been Monday, and it's just a normal like FM radio station, and the hosts are in Kansas City, but they get on. What's the guy's name? They get on Alex, Nick Wright, and he was talking on his show about how his lock of the week was. I want to say it was the Cowboys to win, maybe, and obviously, or sorry, no. The Bengals to win, and obviously they lost, and so then he said he had to do a redemption pick, and so he said he was taking it to the bank that the Vikings were going to win and win big, and so the radio host was giving him a hard time about how he was going to just bet the opposite of whatever he was doing, because he was never been right, and he was incorrect again, so it was because the Vikings got killed, so.
That is hilarious.
So someone who knows nothing can do just as good as, if not better, than someone who knows everything.
If you put $100 on Bournemouth winning the Premier League, it pays out for $100,000.
Yeah, this is how Joe has an issue. This is not good. If he's looking,
I'm just saying they could do it.
Bournemouth.
It could happen.
It's probably Bournemouth, right? Like that's probably how it's pronounced. Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Not Bournemouth, but like. Bournemouth sounds fine too. Here's a safer one: West Ham, same odds, and at least I've heard of them.
Yeah, at least that's a real place, at least.
Yeah, Aston Villa, Crystal Palace, Everton, Fulham, all these. Yeah, okay.
Don't waste your money. Don't waste your money, Joe.
Let's do something a little bit safe. Okay, Chelsea. Everybody knows Chelsea's a good team.
Nope, they're not good anymore. They spent way too much money, and they're not good right now.
If I put a mere $5,000 down, that pays out for $145,000.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Or you could be like me and put like $1, $2 bets on the USA-Japan game on who's going to score a goal.
Yeah. Have you guys added more of your personal money? I'm not going to. Okay, yeah, I'm not doing that. I feel like that's like that's how you get into trouble. Like, I'm just playing with free money. And then I'll be playing with Cadence's free money.
How'd you get free money?
By referring people.
Well,
is that the only?
Yeah, no, get on Garrett, Twitter.
I'm just going to send you a link real quick, Garrett.
No, I'm going to send you a link real quick, Garrett. Don't Caleb's.
I don't want to do that. I'm doing FanDuel. I just was curious how you
can get free money. Yeah.
Wait, you've already signed up?
For FanDuel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, dang it, Garrett. Did you get a referral code?
No.
Oh my gosh. Think of all the extra money I could have had.
Holy I just sent you a text, but like, you know, no pressure, man.
I'm not joining Duel Kings or whatever. I'm sticking with FanDuel. I
like FanDuel better, but how dare you like sign up without a referral code?
I didn't know anyone that was doing FanDuel. Everyone was doing DraftKings.
Is it exploitive if I send this
literally
all...
the worst thing that's ever happened to me today.
If I send this to all the people that I work with that I'm kind of in charge of and tell them that they need to do this in order to have a good day, like, do you think that's okay?
Yeah. Why wouldn't that be?
Okay. I feel like it's okay. Get like 40 referrals out. I think that's fine, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Okay.
Well, shoot. I need to know how to get free money.
How long ago did you sign up for your FanDuel account?
Like last week.
Dang it! If it's within 72 hours, you can file a complaint.
But you can. Too long.
Yeah, that's how I've gotten an extra $200.
Man.
Yeah, I didn't get my FanDuel one either.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I thought about like asking you about it because you mentioned it. I said Caleb wouldn't be interested in free money.
Oh my gosh, you're just kicking me while I'm down, Joe.
Okay, but explain to so I should have got the free money from FanDuel, but I didn't pop up into my account. How do you see the bonus, or how do you get the bonus?
did you? You had to put $5 in of your own money to get the
100. I did. Yep, did you I did.
A bet.
Yep.
Then it should have worked.
Does it maybe just pop it has up? Like,
I mean, does it have to cash out the bet? I can't remember. It should have popped up as free bets. But the FanDuel one, I think, was better, in my opinion, than DraftKings, just because the DraftKings gave you 8 $25 bets for free.
Yeah,
FanDuel let you kind of like spread it out to however much you want.
I give you
$2 here and $5 here and $3 here and so on.
I did a parlay with my six-leg parlay, and I only got one team wrong. It was Cincinnati.
Ooh.
I know.
What did that cost you?
It was $10.
Well, what did that made you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. It was a lot.
Dang it, Joe. You could have bought a new iPhone.
I wouldn't have, but I could have. And then I did the MGM, and I don't think that one gave me the bonus either. Only DraftKings did. I don't even know what MGM's doing.
They put out the futures for the World Cup winners. USA is plus 11,000. Those are great odds.
I'm taking those odds.
It's a great odds.
We're going to win. Don't worry about it.
All right, well, let's keep it to 30 minutes here. What do we have in closing? Anything?
Long live the queen.
I don't know how to tell you this, Alex, but
you're not British.
I think
you're
it's not British, long live. It's God queen. Save the queen, not long live the queen.
The queen is no longer here.
What? She's no longer with us.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she went bye-bye.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Is that all right?
Well, that's awkward.
How does that make you feel?
I don't know what I feel.
All right, well, from Caleb and Andrew, see ya.
All right, boys. Take it easy.
Yep. R.I.P. Liz.